Hey everyone, it's Deb, and you're listening to my podcast, Debbie Does Dating. Today's episode is about adversity.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson, sponsored by Dating by Deb.
I wanted to continue a bit from last episode. There was so much to talk about. But before we talk about the fun topic of adversity, which, when you can change your thoughts about it, it doesn't seem so much of a downer subject, but we'll get into that in a minute. First, it's the awkward dating moment. This awkward dating moment was shared to me by a friend, and I hope I can get through it without laughing my head off, although it's pretty funny. So, she says, I went on a date with a guy when I was newly divorced, but I still had a nursing baby. He told me to bring her along. It was awkward for me, but he kind of insisted. At one point, my baby was pawing at me because she wanted to nurse. I kept putting her off until finally his two-year-old son needed to go to the bathroom. They excused themselves and he told me, "We'll probably be a while. He struggles on the potty." I was secretly glad that they were leaving so I could hurry and nurse her for a couple minutes. No sooner had I whipped out my bosom, but they came back because the potty was closed for cleaning. I quickly tried to put myself back together, but he said to go ahead and keep nursing because he wasn't a stranger to nursing babies. Just then, the waitress came in and sat down a huge bowl of piping hot tomato soup, and my 9-month-old promptly dipped her entire foot in, which burned her, which made her unlatch and shriek. And my date saw my entire bosom bare. There was tomato soup all over her foot, all over the table, all over my lap, and there was my nipple just laughing at the whole thing. To say that was a very awkward dating moment is an understatement. Oh, thanks for sharing that. It just makes my day. Your poor baby's foot and your total embarrassment, but thanks for sharing it with us. Okay, back to the episode material. So I've been studying about adversity recently, and I've learned a lot of eye-opening concepts that I've been trying to implement in my life, and I wanted to share them with you. They will be so powerful in your individual situations if you're willing to give them a go. Some of my material this week is from a podcast titled How to Overcome Adversity by Brooke Castillo. In the beginning, I will quote her. She says, "No one escapes adversity. It's the plan. I know many of you are dealing with a lot of chaos and uncertainty, worry, challenging family situations, or challenging financial situations. Dealing with adversity is something of an inside job," Brooke says. "I'm on a mission at this point in my life to help people understand what's possible in this life. In your current situation, even in the midst of trials and challenges, and I would add, especially in the midst of trials and challenges, we get trained in life and in school to avoid adversity at all costs. And it makes sense because it's the way our primitive brain initially was programmed. It was programmed straight for survival. Adversity's scary. Adversity is painful. So no wonder we want to avoid it. If you think about it, going through any kind of adversity, you're in survival mode. Think about losing someone you love through death, divorce, or breakup, or a child going down a path where their decisions distance themselves from you. You're totally in survival mode, a kind of emotional survival. If you're in the mode of trying to survive and stay alive, and that's your number one focus, the decision to avoid adversity and the decision to hide from it, to escape from it, is a good one. In addition to that, have you ever found yourself in a state of peacefulness? When everything seems to be going right, you're in what's called good times. Have you ever thought, oh no, something bad's gonna happen? As if being at peace with the world can only be short-lived? As if smooth sailing can only last for a moment? Why do we think this? Our primitive brain is programmed for survival. We need to protect ourselves or we will die. But if we tap into the higher brain and analyze this, are we really gonna die? If we enjoy the peace, if we enjoy our drama-less relationships, if we focus on the good that's going on in our lives and choose not to brace ourselves for disaster just in case, are we going to die? No. So let's take a look at these two scenarios. What would happen if we enjoy the happiness and joy we're feeling right now? What if we think life couldn't be better? What if we feel gratitude for all we've been given? What if we enjoy the feeling of love for those around us? For wanting others to feel that love, peace, and gratitude we feel? What if we notice the warmth of the sun and the song of the birds, the freshness of the breeze filling our lungs with the air that we need? Grateful for this body that we have to house our spirit. Everything in this moment is just about perfect. Life can't get any better. Okay, then what would happen if we feel joy when our kids come to visit, but then we start thinking, I'd better enjoy it now because they get so busy with life, they probably won't visit for a month or two. What if we think life is so good right now, but then we start thinking, it must be the calm before the storm. I wonder what heartache or sadness is on the horizon for me. I better not get too happy about my life because it could all change in the blink of an eye and I need to prepare for it. Or what if we think, wow, I really love my neighbors, but it can't stay this way forever. One of them will probably move and then someone will move in who will let their dog run all over the neighborhood while he sits on his back deck smoking pot. Ugh, neighbors are the worst. Or we think, I feel so much love for everyone right now, but I shouldn't show them or tell them because someone's sure to take advantage of my kindness by talking me into investing in some Ponzi scheme and I'll lose all my money, my wife will divorce me, and I'll end up living in a cardboard box, pushing all my belongings around in a Ken's shopping cart. Now, I took a few liberties with that downward spiral effect in those situations, but really, it does happen like that. Think of the last time your mind spiraled you upward instead of downwards. So why keep yourself from spiraling upwards? Because something bad might happen? We're going to change the word in that sentence to challenge or adversity instead of bad. And because adversity is part of our lives, it's part of our existence, part of the plan. Remember, we previously said that nobody told us that we'd come to this earth and only experience good things, that we wouldn't be challenged or have adversity. That's how we learn. So if adversity is part of this life, then it's not a bad thing. Adversity comes into our life just the same as good things coming into our lives. If we're constantly afraid of what might happen, that's going to be our focus. Our focus is what we think, and the events will occur in our lives based on that focus. That's what keeps us from enjoying where we are now, because we're afraid of what might happen. It makes total sense that it would be so much worse if that's what we're focused on because of our mindset. I have 7 kids, which include 5 boys who love to scare me. They take every opportunity they can to do so. Why? Because they're 100% successful. I usually scream or cry, but really, because of this, I'm really jumpy, which makes it even more enjoyable for them. And my coworkers also know this. 2 of which act very similar to my boys. Lucky me! I was in a supply closet one day, and as I was walking out, one of them was waiting outside the door and jumped out at me and totally scared me. So I knew he'd be walking back that way in a few minutes, so I wanted to get him back. So I hid around the corner to get ready to scare him. I knew he'd be coming back soon, so each minute that passed by, I got more and more prepared for it. Each sound that was made down that hall as I waited for him to come made me even more jumpy, anticipating the scare I would give him. So much so that by the time he came back down the hallway and walked in front of me, instead of me scaring him, he scared me. I totally jumped. Yeah, I should probably stop trying to scare people. My point is that when we think bad things are coming, like my coworker, just kidding. But really, when we think bad things are coming, we're just so focused on those things happening that when they do, challenges, not bad things, when they do come, it's so much worse than you expected. If we are able to enjoy life and enjoy our situation right now and look at all the good and be grateful for everything we've got in our lives, just know that disappointment comes along or a hardship comes along. It's just all part of the plan. And if we look at it in a positive way, like it's a way that we can learn something new or learn about ourselves or give us a chance to grow in a way that we haven't before. And usually it's in a way that we've never been able to before so that we can grow stronger and be able to be prepared for the next something that comes along. And it doesn't have to be a big, overwhelming, overshadowing circumstance that keeps us from enjoying life right now because it's coming. It doesn't have to be a big, overwhelming, overshadowing circumstance that keeps us from enjoying life right now. Just like we're supposed to allow ourselves to process the bad emotions or the sad emotions, we need to feel them. We need to let them play out to complete the cycle. The same should apply to the joy and happiness we feel. I've had clients tell me that they don't dare feel happy because of the situation that they're at, because of what others may think, or that they're worried they're in denial because they don't feel like their life has ended. They're so worried to be happy because something might come along and knock them down. So what if it does? Are you in denial? So what if you are? Does that or should that take anything away from your happiness? Not allowing yourself to be happy just in case something bad might happen is just punishing yourself for no reason. This life is meant for joy. Men are that they might have joy. There is a lot of adversity going on in this world that's totally out of your control. But you know what you can control? Your thoughts about adversity. So go ahead, allow yourself to be happy. Hey, are you spinning in indecision? Maybe you're stuck wondering where or how to move forward. Or are you at the point where you can just take one day at a time? I'm a dating coach and I can help. In my one-to-one coaching calls, we'll talk about where you are now, where you want to be, and how I can help you get there. We can do this. I believe in you. Do you want dating tips, funny stories, and real life experiences on the joys and sorrows of being single? Follow me on Instagram, Dating by Deb, and please interact. I love socializing with you.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson, sponsored by Dating by Deb.